companion, because as fellow women here, that it still seems to be quite rare for a woman in the music industry to have to start their own company and to have this sort of influence and power, if you will.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, though, I'm seeing it more and more. It was funny, like, I booked bands with Bowery Electric as well, and I was there, and I was in the office, and everybody was a chick, and I was like, yo, ladies taking over, you know, because obviously it's male-dominated industry, you know, there's certain things that I do where I'm still, talent buyers usually for venues are usually men, and as a booking agent, sometimes I feel like they don't take me as seriously, but also being a woman, you know, they say it's a man's world, but I definitely believe that we have the one up a little bit. I do. As long as you know how to work it, you can get whatever you want. Women to women sometimes can be very cutthroat, actually, you know. And with guys, like, sometimes they don't take you seriously. But doing the booking and being a musician sometimes is, like, weird, because it'd be like, especially if I'm playing the gig, like, I want to dress all cute, but I can't dress all cute and kind of sexy, and then, like, boss people around.
I mean, like, struggling both worlds, to me, just would seem like it would be difficult.
Right.
At the same time.
I try to keep them a little bit separate. But I started booking bands right out of college in 2006. So I've been booking bands in New York City since, 2006, for 8 years now. Yeah.
And how do you even get into that business right out of college? Like, how do you start?
I had my own. It's a funny story, actually. You know, Ingrid Michaelson is the singer. She's also from Staten Island, where I went to Wagner. And she was working for a company called New York City Gigs. And she actually booked my first band ever at the Knitting Factory. You know, also, musicians are always looking for other ways to make money, because, as we all know, playing in the coffee shop, you know, not going to pay the bills. Plus, when you get involved in the business, it helps you make more contacts. So, you know, it's different when you come up to somebody and you're like, hey, I'm a booking agent. I do this and this and that. You know, and these are the artists that I work with. And then, oh, by the way, oh, you play music too? Then they're actually more inclined to listen to you, you know, as opposed to, like, I'm the shit, listen to my band, you know? So Ingrid actually booked my first band ever at the original Knitting Factory in the basement. And after that, I was like, oh, my God, that was so much fun. Do you want to play there again? And I called her, and she was like, oh, I just quit. And I had just graduated college. And I said, yo, you don't mind giving me your boss's number? Maybe I could start working for them. And there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do you get the word out about L Rock Entertainment? How does that work with trying to find bands to book, that if you just go to shows and you're like, dude,
at this point they kind of come to me. But a lot of times I'll see who's playing the best venues on the weekends, like who's playing Rockwood on the weekends, who's playing the Bowery Electric, you know, and I reach out to those bands. I also, there's another website called indieonthemove.com. I love them. They're like partners. They help me run my business, basically.
Do you encounter quite a few bands who are like, hey, I really don't want to play in a bar. I really don't want to play in a coffee shop. Like, I want my own sort of bill. Like, I want to be in a club. I want my name out there.
Everybody asks me to get them opening for national acts.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Which is about. Really, really, it's difficult. You got to either know people, you got to be friends with them, or you got to be willing to pay. You know, sometimes you deal with such amazing people, like amazing creative people, and sometimes you're dealing with the scum of the earth who are just trying to screw with your money, and, you know, it's the entertainment business. You got to always put your foot down. You got to always, you know, do not let people take advantage of you.
Well, I appreciate you speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
No,
thank
really
you for
do.
Coming through.